G'day, Brad.
Guys, how are we?
Are you carry a pillow with you when you go on away trip?
No, I've got the backpack, just about it. Not a pillow, but look, each to their own, Loz.
Well, I've never done it, Brad, but I think I might have to start doing it
because
I just struggle to sleep when I go away from home. You know why? I probably miss my wife too much. That's probably why. What are you laughing about, Brad?
Fairly good.
Nothing.
Wasn't that funny?
The whole pillow thing's quite amusing.
He didn't miss it down at the Melbourne Cup. We know that. Spent all his time with her there, which was great for you and Michelle.
Yeah, bonding.
Bonding down the south. Hey, new favourite for the Magic Millions after that performance yesterday at Wyong.
Yeah, Parnon's into favourite there now. Look, I know some punters snapped up for $51 there yesterday about this horse in the Magic Millions. It was up for a big price there. And look, every rose seemed to have a chance in that Magic Millions two-year-old classic at Wyong yesterday, but Farnham was too strong on the line. So it's got to be a little bit of a question mark now around 1,200 metres with every rose. So that is a little bit of a concern, but I don't think there's any issue with Farnham. Very, very impressive, very strong through the line. The new favourite there, going to be an open race because there's a bit of water still to go under the bridge there. We'll have to dissect the times out of that race yesterday and see what else is around in the next couple of weeks in Queensland and in Sydney. But at this stage, he's the new favourite after that Wyong race yesterday.
Yeah, there was another horse that ran around yesterday that caught your eye.
Yeah, Diamond Thunder was very impressive. He's just a winner, this bloke, for the Mark Newnham Yard. He won the Brian Crowley first up, and the overall splits and the form out of the race wasn't anything that stacked up that well, but he's just a winner, this horse. He must have only been half fit there because he came out yesterday. He sort of half sluggish away and sat off speed and was able to just get over the top and late in that Magic Millions 3 and 4 year old race there. So he's right in the market there for the 3 year old guineas, the Magic Millions 3 year old guineas on the Gold Coast next month. And yeah, he just keeps on winning. He's very unassuming, but really good type for the Mark Newnham Yard, and no doubt he's going to be very competitive on the Gold Coast in about a month's time.
Brad, what does the future hold for Santa Ana Lane? There was some talk about an overseas trip.
Yeah, there was some talk about that, but Andrew Bensley tweeting out yesterday that overseas trip for 2020 now looking unlikely after discussions between the owners and trainer Anthony Friedman. So they're probably looking at the TJ Smith Stakes again, be aimed at second up with options like the All Age, Kingsford Smith Cup and Doobin 10,000 also right in the mix. So we know he's a really good second up horse. So the TJ Smith likely to be the target there second up, and then he might head on to the All A's and then probably the Brisbane Winter as well. So, you know, he was very good in the Everest again and right throughout the spring. So we'll see how he comes back in the autumn.
What do you like tomorrow, mate?
Yeah, Billy, a stakes day tomorrow. It's going to be a good day at Randwick, of course, the Group 2 event, but a good card right across there at Randwick tomorrow. A couple for me, race 3, number 3, Highbridge. Really like this run, first up over the 2,000 metres. Gets out to the 2,400 second up now. I know he's probably going to be last in this small field, but I just think he's got a bit of... I know he's a 9-year-old, but he's going really well. And you look at his form, 2,400 last prep. He finished second, a Hush Rider at Rose Hill, narrowly beaten there. That horse won a Newcastle Cup and a St. Ledger last preparation after that. And he's also ran fourth in a Metrop at this track and distance on a good track. So the key is the good track with him. He doesn't seem to be that well suited on wet ground. So happy to be with race 3, number 3, Highbridge. And the other one, race 6, number 3, Passage of Time, around the $7.50 mark. I still think that's an acceptable price. He was $11, $12 earlier in the week, but $7.50 seems fair enough still. I love his first up run. He just had to go right back from the gate, but he had the quickest late splits of the race. Went very strong late over 1,100 metres. Now up to 1,200, he gets the blinkers on again, which is a key gear change for him. And the good thing is he draws a gate to park about 6 lengths closer. So he should box seat here from that good draw instead of being back last. And if he shows anything like that turn of foot he did last time out over the 1,100, he'll be awfully hard to beat there, race 6, number 3, Passage of Time.
Good on you, Brad. Best of luck for the weekend. We'll put those out on social media for the listeners at Big Sports Brekkie on the Twitter page, Big Sports Breakfast on the Facebook page as well. Have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters, and you guys have a good weekend too. Cheers.